Today I attended an workshop on audio feedback at Sheffield Hallam University. I've been in a very basic capacity using audio feedback, using the voice comment feature in Turnitin for about a year now, and I was quite keen to hear about if anybody else is using this and what other tools people are using for their audio feedback. The speakers on the day included Anne Nortcliffe, who teaches second year engineering students and uses audio feedback in supervision sessions and to record feedback on submitted work. Jill Gould and Pat Day, who teach postgrad nursing students at Sheffield Hallam, and they've used audio-visual feedback, and that's something that I've done myself a little bit, but I'm in the very early stages of experimenting with that at the moment. So it was really good to hear from them because they've had really, really positive feedback from their students about audio-visual feedback. Michelle Blackburn, Joanna Stroud and Claire Taylor, who are from Sheffield Hallam and London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, talked about using audio feedback for different and defined groups of learners. And they'd done some research where they'd compared mature students' perceptions of audio feedback with traditional, conventional sort of undergrad students' perceptions of audio feedback. And they found that while mature students seemed to value it a little bit less, both groups valued audio feedback a great deal, and the majority liked it and felt that they would be more likely to act on feedback that had been given in an audio format, which was really reassuring to hear. Rachel Bauer, who's a language teacher at Sheffield Hallam, talked about how she uses audio feedback and recordings with her students to help them improve their pronunciation and expression. And she also talked about how, from a personal perspective, although she found it somewhat awkward doing audio feedback to begin with, now she finds it increasingly easy and she likes being able to give students very immediate feedback on their work rather than conventional forms of feedback that usually require students waiting maybe up to 3 weeks to get their feedback. And then finally, Nav Hundle from Sheffield University and Joe Stroud from London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine talked about the future of technology and audio feedback. And they basically went through a few of the different tools that are out there, like PollDev and Socrative and and tools that we have at Sheffield like Turnitin that obviously allow people to give feedback during a session or during a lecture. And they also talked about other tools that are available like Turnitin, and particularly the Turnitin app. There was quite a lot of discussion around that. Overall, it was a really, really good day, and the sort of single most common theme that came through was that students feel that audio feedback is more personal to them, more personalised to them, and they generally, the majority in all cases, and there was lots of research reported today, they all found it easier to engage with and they felt the feedback came to them better that way and they received it better, which was really reassuring to hear.